Britain's so-called Brexit vote is next week, and a number of polls now show more support for Britain to leave the European Union. A poll funded by The Guardian found Brexit supporters are leading 53% to 47%. BBC economics correspondent Andrew Walker joins us from London. Hi, Andrew.
Hello, Jeremy.
Well, what do you make of these new polls? Is public opinion shifting?
That may be the case, yes. And of course, as we get nearer to the vote, more people are going to be making up their minds. But really, I suppose you have to say this. We've had some bad experiences with polls, with elections in recent years, in particular the most recent general election. So I think one does have to take all of this with a good degree of caution.
But as we look at some of the indicators ahead of this, one of them is the value of the British pound against the U.S. dollar. It has fallen to a two-month low. It's about $1.41 for a pound. That is being blamed in part on uncertainty over this vote. What are you looking at in terms of the ramifications, especially if Britain does vote to leave the European Union?
Well, certainly the most exposed financial market is generally thought to be the currency. What you say is perfectly true, although actually sterling is still somewhat higher than it was at the beginning of March and the end of February. But there's no question that what people in the markets are expecting is that a leave vote, if that were to be the result, would see sterling losing value quite significantly.
And just to be clear, what would a Brexit mean for the people who have come into the UK to work from other European countries? I understand from the last conversation I had about this that those who are already there would still be able to stay, but maybe it would affect future immigrants.
That's certainly the most likely scenario. It does depend on negotiations. If there is a leave vote, then sometime after that, the British government would trigger provisions in European treaties for a negotiated withdrawal, and that negotiation would have to make decisions on things like free movement of labour, on trade access. That is all very much uncertain. But I mean, but yes, certainly many of the leave campaigners have said that people who are already here in the UK would retain the rights that they have had conferred on them.
Andrew, obviously here in this country, we've been spending a lot of time over the last couple of days talking about the attack in Orlando. But I understand that the pro-Brexit campaigners this week released a controversial ad that shows a photo of armed men in a desert believed to be a depiction of ISIS fighters. And it says, "Act now before we see an Orlando-style atrocity here before too long." How is that playing?
I have to say it's not been absolutely at the front of the debate, but certainly it did draw some adverse comments about whether it was the appropriate kind of language to be using. There has certainly been lots of accusations flying in both directions that the other side have been telling lies. And I have to say what's really unusual about it, of course, is that these accusations are flying backwards and forwards between members of the same political party, in particular the Conservative Party. There is certainly a very, very deep division there. Frankly, it has been there for decades, but it has come out into the open in a rather spectacular way in the last few weeks and months.
That's the BBC's Andrew Walker in London as we wait for the big vote on whether the UK will leave the European Union. That's coming up next week. Andrew, thank you.
It's my pleasure, Jeremy.